Sechtes Ilyas Perek Hei Mishnah Arba Achin Shnayin Mehen Nesuyin Shtei Achoyos. So you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, they're married to sisters, and Mesu Hanesuyin Lachoyos. Now Reuven and Shimon, they die. Hare Elu Choltzos V'loy Mesyamos. Levi and Yehuda have no choice, they have to do Chalitza. They cannot do Yibum. Why not? Because Levi and Yehuda now have Yibum to two sisters. Both sisters fall to Levi, both sisters fall to Yehuda. So if Levi is going to go ahead and do Yibum to, let's say, Rachel, he can't do that because she is a sister of a woman that she is zakuk to. That's called Achois Zikukasai. She's zakuk to the sister. So you can't marry your Achois Zikukasai because it's considered like you're married to the Zika. And if you're married to one sister, even though it's not a real marriage, it's only a Zika, you can't marry the other sister, and therefore both brothers have no choice but to do Chalitza. If they went ahead and they did Yibum, they have to divorce. Rebbeleza says no. It's machlokes. The Tanakhama holds, everyone agrees that you have to do Chalitza and you have to divorce. Once they married already, Beis Shammai holds you could stay married. Beis Hillel say you have to divorce them. So Beis Hillel is like the Tanakhama. The only difference is the Tanakhama held everyone agreed to that. Rebbe Elazar says no, it's Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mishnah Vav. Akavya ben Mahalal heir arba dvarim. Akavya ben Mahalal, he said over four things that he received. That he receives from the Chachamim of the previous generation, and he stuck to his guns. The Chachamim of Akavya's generation, they argued on him. Amrulay Akavya, Chazarbach, Bichazer, agree to us in these things. Barbad Varim, Shayisa Omer. These four things that you've been saying over agree with us, that we're right. Vinascha Av Bezdin Yisrael, will make you into an Av Bezdin. Amalahen, Mutavli Likari Shaita Kal Yamai. I don't mind if they call me a Shaita all my days, Vlayli Asais, Shah Achas Rashal Fneyamakim, and let me not be unfaithful to Hashem by being Chayzer in the teaching that I have received from the Chachamim of the earlier generations. And not only that, but I'm not going to take the job even if I was Chayzer, Shalayu Aimrim Bishvil Srar, Chazarbai. If I take the job, everyone's going to say, oh, why did you do it? You did it just for the covet. So either way, I would not take the job. Huay Aimer Metame Sa'ar. Hapkuda v'dam hayorik. So the first thing that he said was, is that a white discoloration of the skin is tamei as tsaras because of white hair. Meaning, if you had a mara of white that had white hairs in it, and then the mara nega disappeared, but the white hair stayed, and now the mara came back in the place of those white hairs, that is a simen that it is tsaras. That's rule number one. That's sara pakuda. Number two, dam hayorik. This yellowish blood is nida blood, and it makes her tummy. Now, the Farshim bring it doesn't mean mamish yellow. It's like a reddish yellow. The Chachamim mitarim. Chacham say both these cases, she is tahar. V'hu ayamater sa'ar b'char balmum shenashar. So the rule is, if a b'char becomes a balmum, you still give it to the kayin. The kayin shechts it and eats it. But what you're not allowed to do is, you're not allowed to use the sayar of this animal until it's shechted. Any sayar that falls off the animal or is sheared off the animal before his asr bahana. This was to prevent the kayhanim from keeping these animals around. The Chum wanted them to shech them. So let's say seir fell off, you're not allowed to use it. So he was matter the seir of b'chob amum shenoshar. He was matter it, meaning how was he matter it? Ve'niche b'chaloin, place it in a hole for safe keeping. Ve'achakach shechte, then shech the animal. Meaning, Chananya held that once you shech the animal, now you can go ahead and use the hair, even though the hair fell off prior to the shechita. You just can't use it till it's shechted. The Chum said, no, anything from before the animal was shechted, you're not allowed to use it. Next, in Huaya Oimer, Ein Mashkin Lois Agiyeres Lois Ashivcham Shechreres. We don't give sight to water to Agiyeres or a Shivcham Shechreres, and he learns that out of a pasuk. The Chachamim Oimrim Mashkin, the Chacham say that we do give it to a Agiyeres or a Shivcham Shechreres. It could be that was the name of the woman. She was called Karkamis, or she was from a place called Karkamis. She was a Shivcha Meshachreres. She was in Yerushalayim. Vishku Shmayav Avtalion. Shmayav Avtalion went ahead and gave her the waters to drink. Amar Lahem, Dugma Hishkua. So Hananya said to them, why did you do it? You did it only because you are Gerim yourself. Therefore, you were Mashker the water, which was considered disrespectful. So Veniduhu, they put Chananya in Cherem. Umeis bin Yiduyav, he died in his Cherem. V'saklu beis dini es aroina, they put a stone on top of his urn. Doesn't mean they stoned urn, they put a stone on top of it. Amrav Yehuda, chas v'shalom she'akavya nesnada, can't be. They never would have put Hananiah in Nidoy. She'ein azarin in elis b'fnei kol adam Yisrael, v'chachmo v'yiras chet, ka'akavya b'mahal. The azar on Erev Pesach, when everyone came, it was not closed till anyone was as great as Hananiah b'chachmo v'yiras chet, like Akavya. Like Akavya b'mahal. I keep calling Hananiah, but it's really Akavya. V'esmei nidu. So who did they put into Cherem? Elazar ben Chanoich. It was really Elazar ben Chanoich. Shapikbek b'taharas yadayim. He argued on the Rabbanan requirement that you have to be matar your hands. Ukeshames shalchu bezdin ve'nichu even ala roinay. He was the one that they put a stone on his arun. Malamit shal kol hamasnado meis biniduyav seiklin as arun. Aroinay, this is to teach you that anyone who dies in a nidoy, we put a stone on top of the arun. Have a good day.